Spike Lee wants to get you to talk. Whether it's with your family, your clergyman, or your butcher, Spike's films often want you to start a dialogue with someone who will respectfully listen, consider your opinion, and then share their thoughts with you. His new movie, Red Hook Summer, clearly has this objective in mind. However, Spike doesn't want you to misinterpret the film's most heated moments as being confrontational just for the sake of confrontation.
Here's the thing. I think that there's a word called drama. And when you have drama, it can lead to confrontations. There are a lot of confrontations in my films, but it's not confrontation for confrontation's sake. It's drama. It's how you tell a story. I mean, if people agree with everything in the movie, I mean, what's the... If there's no conflict, no drama, no heads button, then what are we watching? You know, people trying to get what they want and somebody standing in their way or not agreeing with them, there's going to be some beef.
Red Hook Summer is Spike's latest installment in what he calls the ongoing chronicles of the Republic of Brooklyn. Previous movies like Crooklyn, She's Gotta Have It, and Do the Right Thing all depict a Brooklyn that Spike understands after growing up in New York City's famous borough. And since Spike's never really left the city, he's seen some changes go down in the past 2.5 decades.
Well, the change I'm talking about just don't occur in Brooklyn, my man. That happened all over the United States of America, and this thing is called gentrification, where you have neighborhoods who are one way and prices go up and neighborhoods change. I can speak specifically about my neighborhood, Fort Greene, Brooklyn, where I grew up. And when I was growing up, you know, it'd be maybe the guards would be picked up. Maybe if you called the cops, they would come. But once the clientele changed the neighborhood, you know, the garbage picked up all the time. I mean, when you see young white mothers pushing their kids in the baby stroller 2 o'clock in the morning down 125th Street in Harlem, then that tells you there's police presence there that wasn't there before. But the thing about gentrification is very few people talk about. There's no discussion or very little discussion about where do people go. They got moved out.
But gentrification isn't the only complex issue addressed in the film. The two main characters, a young boy named Flick, played by Jules Brown, and his estranged grandfather, the good Bishop Rouse, played by Clark Peters, butt heads for a variety of reasons. Flick's a vegan and an atheist from suburban Atlanta whose obsession with his iPad often isolates him from others. Meanwhile, Bishop Rouse preaches the dangers of technology, the value of community, and the power of the Almighty as a road to redemption. When the two actors share screen time together, it's quite interesting to see how a veteran actor such as Peters is able to elevate the performance of Brown, one of the young actors making their big screen debut, found by Spike Lee at his old junior high school.
Everybody understood that these were young people, and so they went out of their way to make them feel at ease and gave them some encouragement and some pointers when they needed it. They had the audition. I brought them back 8, 9, 10 callbacks to make sure. Anytime you're doing something for the first time, you know, it's going to be a growing process. But when people want to learn, there's not a problem. The problems arise when people have never done something before but think they know it all. So I don't work with those people.
And while the majority of the film deals with heavy-handed issues worthy of the front page of the news, Spike's inserted a quick jab of humor into the mix by reprising the role of Mr. Mookie from 1989's Do the Right Thing. Apparently, Mookie and his boss, Sal, have patched things up from the last time we saw them.
When Mookie was very small, his mother told him, "Young man, whatever you do, be the best you can be." And Mookie just come to realization that he's the best pizza delivery man in the world, so why run from that? Mookie has never delivered a cold pizza in his life. Mookie has never delivered a pizza where the cheese all slid to one side. And Sal has evolved, and he saw that, look, you know, majority of my clientele's people of color, you know, it's not hurting me by putting Dr. King next to Frank Sinatra.
I can almost guarantee that you'll want to talk about Red Hook Summer once it's over. After all, part of the fun of seeing movies is to talk about what you loved, what you hated, and what left you wanting more. See it with a close companion so you can easily start a dialogue. After all, that's what Spike Lee intended.